Welcome to Everybody Wants Something, a Degrassi podcast where two Black millennials recap every episode of Degrassi from junior high to next class. Because why not? I'm your host, Sanik.
And I'm your other host, Lauren. Let's jump in.
We're back.
We're back, everyone. Oh my goodness.
Yes. Sorry for the delay. I'm going to be very forthcoming. Sanik's been grieving. Her birthday's coming up, and it's a sad time. So is Father's Day. So I had to tell our lovely friend Lauren, I need a break. I am not in the mood.
Anytime.
Right now.
Anytime.
No, thank you. I am in a good mood now, I think, because like exercise does help. I did Pilates today, and I think right now I have like endorphins running, so I'm actually in a very good mood right now. So I should start working out. My goal is to, I'm setting a goal for the next 30 days to like get 30 minutes of exercise every day. Cause like the days I have been exercising, my mood is significantly improved. And I'm just like, oh, fine, I'll do it. Exactly. If it's not crying, then I'll do it. God damn it. That's how I'm doing. Also, I felt like you last week because we had that smoke. And I was like, oh my God, this is like how like Lauren is in like Beijing all the time. And we were like all like panic, like, oh my God, here's a killer. Meanwhile, Lauren's like, yeah, no, literally all the time.
Not to be that girl, but I was definitely like, oh, so now you care about it? Now you care about my woes?
Listen, I've always cared about air pollution. let the record, I'm going to say here on record, I have always cared about air pollution, but it was terrifying seeing the sky turn colors.
Yeah.
And also, like, I developed a cough. Like, I was like, I didn't even go outside ever because Evan took the dog out. I was like, I'm a lady. So I didn't really go out. I know one day on Wednesday, I started to just like have this hacking cough. And I thought he had been sick. So I was like, oh shit, I think I'm catching what he had. But then it went away by like Thursday. I was like, oh shit. And like Wednesday was the worst day. Like we went up to like 380, almost 400 on the AQI. It was like hazardous. And I'm like, oh shit. Yeah. Like it was seeping into the apartment. And I just was like coughing all day. And I was like, oh my God. That's terrifying.
It is.
Respect.
Thanks. just a few quick tips. I have an air purifier in every room.
Girl, I bought two. I bought two air purifiers.
I basically just have them consistently running all the time.
Yeah.
Change out the filters as needed. And yeah, on days like that, I would say consistently there's like an air quality of like 200, like during like the bad pollution days, like there, we definitely have like a 200. And like when we had the sandstorm before, they were like, they had 1,000 one day. I didn't even know the number went up that high. Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, 400. like we're going to die. What? Bitch.
Yeah.
We got to talk about the climate. We can't have people out here 1,000 AQI. Like, no.
Yes. But the thing is that the same way that like there's wildfires, like wildfires are a natural like thing that like the environment, like, you know, the environment does to like, because then, you know, stuff can regrow and like be better. But that's like a natural thing. What's happening now? What's happening now is that like the wildfire, because of like the way that like the forestation and the way that they're replanting trees for lumber, is that like the wildfires aren't self-contained in a natural way, because like natural wildfires happen and they've happened throughout history.
Right. Okay. Sorry, I thought you were going a different climate to Dan and I are like, guys, wildfires are just like natural. I'm like, what happened last week was not okay.
No, the same way it's like people are like, the pollen isn't the same as when I was younger. Hurricanes aren't as tame as they used to be. It's like, yeah, because they weren't.
They weren't.
And so it's the same, like the sandstorms here have like happened throughout like Chinese history, but now because like everything is shit. They're just like 10, they're times 10 now, and like actually debilitating. So,
I mean, capitalism, industrialization, we're seeing that happen in West Africa with, it's always the trees, because it's also with the landslides, because turns out trees keep the ground anchored to the fucking ground.
What do you
keep
know?
Cutting them up, the ground falls down. It goes away. Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm just like, so Greta Thunberg, I don't know what we're doing. I haven't heard from you in a while. You love to be on Twitter with the zingers, yeah. But like, what are you doing?
What's a sitch, girl?
It's so like, I see that you're online, so you're definitely like alive. Are you fixing this, or do I have to take over? Like, what's tea? I definitely have called Greta Thunberg names on this podcast before.
Yeah, she's a friend of the pod.
As a joke, I actually love her. She listens.
Mm-hmm.
Greta loves Degrassi. I just know, like, she's like, she loves Emma. That's like her. that's her girl.
Yeah, she Emma's her aspirational.
Being. Oh yeah, Emma actually inspired her to like get into like environmentalism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
well,
you know,
we're trying our best. Did I ask you how you're doing?
I think I was like, well, obviously the air pollution affected me psychologically, so across the continent. But yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just like, I feel like the past 2 days I've just been very busy, and like all the things. I'm going home back to America next, like in a week. So like this time Ooh. Next week, I'm going to be boarding my first of three flights back Amazing. To America.
So American listeners, if you do feel like a shift, it's because Lauren is back.
Yeah. She's You're going to sense my presence.
You're going to feel
Canadians like, too. They're going to, it's North America.
It'll be like less like pronounced, but you'll feel like a little
right.
Like, you know, what do you think that feeling is? Like when you come into America, what is the feeling we'll all feel? Like what is like the God. Sensation we're going to feel?
Relief. I think it's going to be, mother is returned. Like, yes, I don't know why I've like, made myself a mother.
Mommy is home.
Mommy's home. Yeah. So just getting all my shit together for that. And like being like, okay, what do I need? Like, I like just thought of, I was like, oh, I need to take my microphone with me. I haven't taken my microphone carrying case in a while. Like clearing out my fridge and making sure basically the electricity and electricity and water, like it's pay as you go. So like, are you like have to top it up? Like your account of your money that's on the books for you. And so I just need to make sure that all my money is set so that my fridge doesn't turn off. But I also like want to clear it out just in case. But I don't want Smart. my freezer to defrost. So you know, just preparing, you know, and like rich people have like they have to prepare their summer house.
Yeah. They have to send the staff to go like I only know this from like those like Jane Austen movies that they go and like prepare the home for like the family.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm basically doing that like pre-summer to like my, you know, my day-to-day home. I have to prepare mm-hmm. that for the summer because I'm not going to be gone. I'm going to be in the Hamptons, you know?
Yeah.
Going to be in the countryside, aka country America.
Home. Yeah. You just tell people that your like parents' house is your country home.
But then also
the country.
They don't even live in that damn house anymore. I don't know why I said damn house.
That's
but
true. You did say that they moved. They'll always live there for me.
I know. I think there's another like a black family moved in, so
that's good. They're like maintaining like the order.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm doing okay. Just tired. I'd be tired, y'all. We all tired though.
I know.
Imagine how tired we are.
Right. You know who I hope is doing fine too? Our listeners. Do we have any messages from the lovely folks who listen to this podcast?
We did. We got a lot of DMs, and we had several DMs from people sending us memes and videos and tickety talks. So thank you to everyone from those. And we got a DM from Caroline, and Caroline says, "I'm way behind in episodes, but y'all were talking about accidentally translating something wrong, and I knew I had to message you. It related to calling your mom a bitch too." Wow. Okay.
Wow, okay.
When I was in high school, I was learning sign language, and my best friend's parents were deaf, so they loved to let me practice with them. I bumped into them once at the mall and said, "Hi, mom," but she started laughing so hard. Turns out I signed, "Hi, bitch." They're comfortably close to being the same sign. She was so cool about it and thought it was hilarious, but I was mortified. Oh my God. Hey, bitch.
Okay, whoever invented ASL definitely was like having fun. They're like, wouldn't it be funny if like the word for mom is like almost like bitch? Like you're definitely like you're having fun. You know?
Yes.
And why
Also,
not?
I don't know if you've are you on Deaf Talk?
No, I have not.
Oh my gosh.
I've seen TikToks of like Black deaf people and like Black ASL, and I was like, oh, my
Yes.
gosh, it's different too. I love that.
Love it, love it. Actually, deaf content recommendations. There's a Netflix kind of documentary, but it feels a little bit scripted, called Deaf U. And it's
Yes.
about Gallaudet students out here fucking and drinking and living their best college life.
I loved
That
it.
was very
I liked
interesting.
watching that show.
And then on the most recent season of The Circle, they had a black female. I sometimes when I'm saying things, I'm like, what's the universe? A black person, femme presenting person. Because you're like, I don't remember how they said they identified, but we use a universal one, and that just sounds weird.
Yeah.
But they were deaf, and then they had a translator there, a signer there, and they were like best friends and like very entertaining to watch. And they're two black people, and I loved it.
I need to watch. I haven't watched a lot of like the Netflix reality TV, but I will check that out. One thing I do like to watch, I love watching like the ASL interpreters at concerts, like having a bomb ass time, and just like I loved it. I remember like the one girl I went viral for Rihanna's Super Bowl performance, doing "Bitch Better Have My Money," and I was like, oh wait, like
Yes.
way more. Actually, love Rihanna, but I was way more entertaining watching her sign the song than watching Rihanna perform, because
Yes.
she was getting into it.
She
She was making
was.
faces, she was dancing. I was like, oh shit. Like, I did not know that's like how it was. You don't think about those things because ableism. Don't
Right.
think about it. And then it's like, oh my God, yeah. Like, of course there's interpreters at concerts, and they're not just like standing there like stoically doing it. They're like performing too. Like they're also performers. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
A cool thing to learn.
Yes. Yeah. And it's very interesting, but it could pertain to this DM we got. Like, there's one person, I wish I knew their handle, but he does basically like kind of like small little like phrases that you can learn in signing. And then he's black, so he does like, here's ASL, but then I forget what they call, like, I think it's called Black sign language. And then he'll like correct someone that's like, he'll, because I think he corrected that kind of similar thing of like, oh, you were trying to say this, but then actually you said, like, you said bitch instead of mom, you know?
Yeah.
So very cool. Love it.
Very cool. Also cool that like when I've seen them do comparisons of like Black sign language and like ASL, how much more expressive BSL is. And just like it's just so interesting to see how even in a context where people are not able to like vocalize necessarily, express in that way, that they're still like I think they still did it a very black way that I'm like, yeah, like even like the cultural context of black people being very like expressive generally, like then translated to how they sign too. And I'm like, that's like, that's like amazing. And just was like really cool to learn that.
Yeah, it's very, very cool.
Very cool.
We also got a DM from Sabrina. Sabrina sent us a lovely little fanfic of a Degrassi episode idea that they had. And I'll have to send that to you, Sanique. Okay. It was very funny.
I can't wait.
But they also commented on, I think either two or three weeks ago, we were talking about Harry Potter and Dumbledore, and I was like, oh, he's always canceling those final exams. And then, Sabrina says that Dumbledore did officially cancel final exams and throw an epic end of the year feast following the defeat of Tom Riddle and the Basilisk in this Chamber of Secrets, the second one. But you're right that every other year they had exams, unfortunately.
I would have been salty if the year that Hermione's ass was in a coma, that's when they cancel it. I'm like, the curve is finally like fair. Like, I'm like, oh, right. Bitch, good. That hoe is out. Like, I'm about to be at the top of the class. And they're like, oh, canceled. I just called. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Get that basilisk back out here. I'm trying to see something.
Exactly.
She was in a coma. She was, what is it, like, not stupefied. What was the big say who it was? What did the basilisk do? It, like, blanked you. It, like, it froze.
Petrified. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Sabrina says that they are also a Harry Potter nerd, so love that. But they're just mentioning that, you know, sorry, this is where us nerds / pop culture head. What's it, okay, people of color, POC, what is BI?
Oh, Black and Indigenous People of Color.
There we go. Thank you. I'm up to date. Okay, so this is where
you
us
say
nerds,
you say BIPOC.
But I was like, I think that's what it is, but I was also like, is that biopic?
Oh girl.
Listen, okay, people don't be talking like that out here in China. I'm lucky enough to think.
Definitely don't. They be saying like, way different things.
Oh God. I need to catch up. Okay, so this is where us nerds, pop culture heads, Black Indigenous people of color, especially American women, are so dope. We don't just embody, get you a girl who can do both. We've been code switching and adapting so much in order to survive in this hostile ass society that we escape into media and pop culture for relief. We can relate to so many experiences that we end up being diverse as fuck. And they say, I'm Chicana from East San Jose, California, home of low riding. Okay.
Well, I actually, a friend of mine from grad school is from San Jose as well. And it's also Chicana.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Now I just want to watch Fast and Furious and like watch the car shows. Because as you know, I've watched every Fast and Furious ever now because I saw the new one.
Because you're unwell.
Because I'm unwell. but I like kind of hate watch it, but it's very much like my partner and I were like, we're gonna turn this into like a drinking game. So anytime we see cars and bitches on the screen, it's a drink. That's one of the things.
Y'all were wasted. The whole movie's cars, bitch. Oh my God, blackout.
But specifically not like every car, but like
she said, anytime we watch Harry Potter, anytime there's magic, you take a shot.
No, like when it's like specifically the scenes where they're like, it's like a car show and they literally have like, it's a scene of like literally like all the cars and all the bitches at once.
Oh, and they're all like scantily clad and like draped, like
yeah,
being very like sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the early Fast and Furious, they had those low riders, so I'm like very, I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, sorry.
That was invented in San Jose. That's cool.
Yes. And they said, I feel like I'm comfortable interacting with OGs than white executives. But as a product manager at Visa, I got to do it. Okay. Our kind ain't a girl who can do both. We them girls who can be culturally immersed and full of references from everything from Boys in the Hood. Sorry, I had to scroll. Boys in the Hood and Selena to Legally Blonde to Two Can Play That Game to anime to Disney to working with corporate stiffs and blending in and then going to the cookout and being handed a blunt. This variety of topics.
I mean, she's not wrong. I mean, that's like, yeah, like that's like all of my
those are all my personalities.
My knowledge. My full knowledge base, actually. Except for the blunt smoking. I am a lightweight, so like a blunt would kill me. I need to take a little joint.
Your puff puff pass.
I'm puff pass, bitch. And I'm in puff puff. Like, one, I'm one. Let me not play around. Ruin my day.
But Sabrina says, this variety of topics and ideas that come up make your podcast hit different. It's magic. Thank you, Selena. Not Selena, Sabrina.
She meant Sabrina. Selena. I was like, oh, this is Selena. I'm like, oh, I was like, oh my God. Sabrina, also dope name. Thank you for that lovely message.
Yes.
I mean, everything she said was right. So it's perfect opinions from Sabrina. Sorry. Thank he'd say you. It. Sorry, guys. You guys are also, our other listeners are great too, but like,
yeah. Sabrina gets it.
Sabrina gets it.
Also, Sabrina has my childhood, like, want name. Like, you know when you're a kid, you, like, want to change your name to the name you want? I always wanted Sabrina.
Celeste. I wanted to be Celeste. Yes, I wish my name was Celeste.
I don't know why, but most, all of us are, like, we had a different personality with these names.
Yeah, Celeste was, like... that girl, you know,
she was
Sabrina, Celeste.
Yeah, I feel like you could be a Celeste, like I either wanted Sabrina or Zoe.
Zoe's a cute name.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'm not the average kind of girl.
Oh god, what an icon.
Okay, let me stop.
We also got a DM from Krista,
who
I believe is also from California, according to her handle, or their handle.
Very strong West Coast base on this podcast of listeners.
Yes, very I much noticed, so.
Yeah. Cali. They would hate you. They would hate you for doing that. You just They're made like, those enemies. Like, okay, like, turning the podcast off.
Oh, God. But Krista says, I'm definitely not the biggest fan of how some people behave that are in the military that I've dated and how they try to get out of tickets and breaking the law, etc., for being in the military. Oh, it's a federal offense to impersonate someone in the military, aka stolen valor. Some of those videos are definitely crazy.
They're narcs then. So you get locked up just for pretending to be
of the worst kind.
So, but like, and the thing is, like, those guys weren't even like trying to like do shit. Okay, in defense, it's still the other guys. They usually just like wanted attention. They weren't like trying to like do war. They were like just like they want someone to be like, oh my god, thank you for your service. And they wanted like attention, right. And, like adoration. And, like let them have it. They're fucking weirdos.
I know. Like, let them, give them this, please. They have nothing else.
Yeah, let them have this, if nothing else.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about the stolen valor. Wow. Also, What was I watching the other day? I was watching something. If you know what I'm talking about, let me know. I think it was like something on Netflix, something. And they were talking about how their mom used to take them to the casino, and then they would be like, "Mom, I just want to like go hang out and do something else." And they would like be stuck hanging out at the casino with their mom. And I obviously thought of the Lifetime movie that I can't remember the name of at the
I thought you were
moment.
just describing it back to me. I'm like, I told you about that. Yes. Lifetime, the Lifetime movie Going for Broke, starring Delta Burke and
Yes,
Elliot
yes,
Page.
yes,
Yes.
yes. But of course, I couldn't remember. I was like, "Oh my gosh, that's like a movie." And they're like, "Well, it's my life." So,
It's a reality TV show.
yeah, or like it not.
Oh,
I
that's
don't
like
know.
so.
Okay, I don't know if it was real, but I think I was with someone that like had a memory of that as well, and then they were bringing that up, and I was like, "Oh, like that show, like that movie." They're like, "Well, it
Was
was
your
my life."
mom the lady who stole the money from the organization to
Yeah,
gamble away?
is this the oh,
Is your mom Delta Burke?
I do have one recommendation that I feel like this is my calling. It's my prophecy that I have to share with the world. Have you seen the Netflix series Mer People?
No.
That is my one recommendation that I have for you, is to watch that. It
Okay.
is it's giving True Life. I'm a mermaid. It's giving
Wait, is it a reality show? Are the people who think they're mer people?
it's a docuseries.
What? Wait, they think they're mermaids?
It's hard to say, but like it's like, okay, so you know, like if like furries like in like a furry convention,
Yeah.
but mermaids, and it's not necessarily sexual, but it's like people that like,
Like wear the tail and shit.
yeah, and like, and it's also about like people that want to get into the mermaid industry,
The
and
mermaid
like
industry. What? Big mermaid?
it's a billion-dollar industry. And they have like conventions, they have cruises where they could all get together and wear their tails,
This
and
is the
go
kind of shit
swimming.
my mom would watch and be like, people in this country have too many rights. Like that's every so often she's like, there's too many rights here.
Yes.
What?
Well, okay, it's like when I tell you my jaw was on the floor and I was like buzzing from like secondhand embarrassment, and also like, oh my gosh, I'm watching this on television, and these people are real. So it's like a mix of like the mermaid industry, the people like and then people that the history of the mermaid industry, people that are like in the mermaid business. So like when you're thinking about like mermaids for hire that are like you would hire for a party, there's like basic ass ones that you could just like hire at a kid's party and they're just wearing a tail. And but then there's like the elite that like get hired for like the big Vegas shows or like corporate events, and they have their own language. Like when they have a friend group that like hangs out together, they call themselves a pod. They instead of saying hello, they say shalom. They say, "This is my sister," instead of sister. They and then at one point they're having an
Talking
audition.
about
I'm talking about
wait, one time they do what?
one time there's like this big like mega like famous pod that like they're always getting hired for like photo shoots and like in corporate events, and they like, and when you want the mermaids to like swim in a tank in like the middle of a casino, you hire them. And so this one woman takes herself very seriously, and she held auditions, and it was like full on like Tyra Banks, like you need to do this, and this. I need you to do a barrel roll, dolphin flip, and then hop up on the side of the pool. And like, if you don't cut it, like you're cut. Like if you don't make it, you're cut, and you're not one of the pod. And then there's people that like are like waiting their entire life so that they can make it into this pod. like literally risking their lives to be.
Wait, why are they risking their life? Why did they risk their lives? Because they're swimming?
Because it's dangerous. It basically like, because like, because you think.
Because they can swim though. Like, so what's like the, aren't they like a pool?
But like,
I mean, you can drown in a pool, obviously, but like.
But like mermaiding, the way you have to like control your breath and like control your buoyancy, like it's like a skill. Because like when you think about like when you go to the bottom pool and you're like breathing out bubbles, like you can't really see anything. But like when you want to be a mermaid that you're visible or photographable for the shot, like it's very much America's Next Top Model. They have to like control their breath and then they have to float slowly. Because when in reality, like you don't. Fish and people don't move very fast. They move slowly and just kind of glide through the water. So you have to do that while breathing and controlling your breath and sinking to the bottom of the pool.
Maybe they're not without, breathing though. They're
but you have to breath. Like control your breath and hold your breath. So you can't be like,
oh, okay, got it.
You know, like the way, like you can't, like, because I tried, I went to the pool the other day and I tried doing that and I was like, oh yeah, this is hard.
I tried to parade one weekend.
Yes, next time you go to the pool, try like going to the bottom and then like moving slowly and then like not floating to the top and then also not blowing out bubbles, exhaling. So, and then there's like a sense of like drag as well. So there's like mermaid drag. Yeah, I
imagine.
It's like there's that so actually many was different-
a challenge. On an episode of Drag Race where they had to be mermaids and they came out in wheelchairs with their tail. Yeah, and like sexy boys wheeled them out and they're like, I'm a mermaid.
They have, but that's what these people do.
Okay. Well,
it's amazing.
I might watch that. I might never watch that.
No, you have to, because it's like, I would say when I tell you, like, you will be obsessed because it's literally like, it's true life. I'm a mermaid. The same way they would have like true life, like my parents are clowns or whatever. And you're like, this isn't real, but it is. Yeah. That's mer people. And I would say for like the first episode, I was like, is this a mockumentary? Surely these people aren't real.
Right. Like, and is David Guest behind this in some way? I guess no.
It's like literally they found these people and it's like a booming industry. So Sonique, listener, go watch Merpeople because these people are fucking crazy, but they're also so happy that I'm like, you're kind of like looking at them like, oh, I wish I had that. Like, but they're risking their lives.
I mean, braver than the troops, honestly. Hashtag, stolen valor. I would steal a mermaid's valor. Like, I'm a mermaid too.
Yeah.
See? I can do it. And I'm just like, I'm just going like this.
Yeah, because listen, you think it's easy, and then you see people that do it, and then the tryouts, you're like, man, these people. Oh, I'm sure
it's not easy. I've seen people wear those tails and swim, and it's like definitely like you're moving in a way that's not like natural to the human body. So like, yeah, it looks hard. Like I believe like if I have some like serious like core control and shit, you're probably like really hot too. You'd be like really hot, I'm sure, because like no one wants like an ugly mermaid. Let's be honest. And then they'll be in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, and those mermaids were. But ugly, yeah,
exactly.
They're gonna be body shaming mermaids.
But highly recommend. That's all I gotta say.
Okay. Thank you for that. Can we talk about Degrassi now?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I need to share my testimony.
No, it's okay. Like Lauren, you were just going. I was like, I'm just gonna let her do her thing. Let her do her just freestyle in open water.
Lord. If you've seen Merpeople, please send me a DM because I just keep telling people about it and I'm like, no one's seen it. Why has no one seen it? It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I literally do not know what you're talking about, but now I do, and maybe I might. We'll see. But this week we're going to do a one-er. I know we did one last week, the week before last, and now we're doing it again. Yeah, deal with it. episode 22, Don't Stop Believing. Ooh, this is Glee. Paige, Marco, and Ellie realize that they will soon be going their separate ways. They all decide to spend one more night together as roommates during a citywide blackout. But as fears for the future arises, so do unexpected feelings for two certain roommates, which might change their friendship forever. Meanwhile, Liberty and Damien compete to be class valedictorian.
Wow. What a. You would almost think that
Wouldn't
this would be a finale, but it's not.
it's not. It felt like it could be, but well, they ended the season in a big bang anyway, so I guess it's fine. But interesting episode. The Marco and Ellie of it all was like, okay, like
Listen,
sure,
when I tell you, I was
random,
like,
but okay.
yeah, and I was like, wait, are they about to like go into what I think they're gonna go into? And then they didn't. I was like,
But
right.
they kind of did though. Like they didn't fuck, but they got. Well, they touched boobs. Well, he
Yeah,
touched a boob.
some bases were passed.
I think it's just two bases though. So I'm like, y'all are really tripping. It's like you touch a titty, relax.
No, I was assuming that something went further, but that
I
makes
did
more
too, but
sense.
it was like, oh, it's like not even like that deep. They were really like, going through it. I was Paige the whole time, just like make it anyone.
But yeah, are you ready to get into it?
Absolutely, let's do it.
Okay. So we start with a cold open. We are at a speed dating event. Ellie is there. It's at the college bar, and she's there just for research. You know, she's above it. But she's really, you know, it's a difficult times shuffling through all the men there. And Marco and Eric are discussing because they both work there, and they're talking about how they are now exclusive. And Eric was not anticipating this anytime soon. He was like, listen, Marco, you turned me down like twice before. Like, I'm not anticipating that this is gonna go anywhere anytime soon.
Right.
But Marco's like, hey, you know, like why not be exclusive with each other? And Eric's like, okay, I'll accept that. I guess I'll take the crumbs.
I know it was very, I want so much more for Eric because there is no chemistry between these two people. Eric is so cute. Marco is also so cute. I don't believe that they
No.
are dating.
No.
Which I guess is the or which I guess is the point because they're not really feeling each other the way like they both want to feel each other in a way that they don't really
Right.
actively, you know, like just be
Right.
friends. Just be friends.
Yes. But Paige comes in and she's like, guess what, everyone? Big news. My dad's co-signing a mortgage for my new condo. And I was like, Paige, this is so unfair.
Know, Paige is like. You know, my girl's been through a lot with her panic attacks. I'm like, she deserves it.
I know, but
Let her get
this
her
is.
house or her apartment, her condo.
Can you imagine being Paige's friend and being like, oh, must be so nice? Because Ellie's like, oh man, beautiful blonde woman has everything. I've got my alcoholic mom and my dad fighting in a war that we don't need to be in. And
And my
Mark
red
is like,
hair.
my red hair. Marco's like, I'm
Redheaded
gay.
stepchild. Marco's like, I'm gay, so
Oppression.
also Italianx. Like, I'm really
And
going through.
we've all met my dad, like,
Yes.
you know how that goes. And Paige is like, I dropped out of college and I'm really prospering in my job that I basically quit, but they didn't fire me. And now I've got a new condo.
I know. She's like the Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh my
Just
God,
like
she
some,
is.
like you keep fucking up, and yet somehow things keep working out for you, and I'm not really sure how.
But she's like, and fuck you guys, I don't really care what you do, but I'm gonna be by myself in my new life. So you guys need to find a new roommate.
I mean, I could not imagine being that age living on my own. Like, well, I think, well, no, because I got my first apartment. I'm not gonna count study abroad because I was staying in someone else's house. It was only by myself. I didn't have my first apartment by myself until I was like 21, maybe 22. I was still in college. That was like later in college. And even then it was like a studio, it was a very small studio. But the idea of like, oh yeah, I just had like my own like full like one bedroom apartment, like I'm like at like 19 is crazy. Insane to me. Like how
in this economy, even
that apartment I only had for a few months. I didn't have it for like a full year.
Yeah.
The month to month lease. Yeah. Paige is walking on shunt sunshine. And her friends aren't. And she just didn't care.
Exactly. We get to the core. And Ellie and Marco are chatting, and Ellie is sharing some good news that her ex, what's his name?
Jesse.
Yes. Jesse let her know that Ellie has been shortlisted for the new editor job for next year. And Marco's like, oh my gosh, that's great. And then Ellie's like, it doesn't really matter. Eric's a shoo-in. Like, you know, he's Jesse's protege. And a protege? Protege? Is that are protege. They both the same? Okay, protege. Yeah,
you're thinking you're mixing protege and prodigy.
There we go. Wow, look at that. Yeah. And Ellie's like, oh, it's okay. Like, I'm just happy to be shortlisted. That's and that means that, you know, I'm gonna have a good, like, kind of like you know, leadership role under him next yeah. year. And Marco's like, that's so great that you're so happy about this. What do you think about all three of us moving in together? You can work there with Marco your boss.
Why does Marco need to live with every guy he dates? Like you learn nothing from Dylan. Like, you don't need to do that.
I know.
You don't need to be doing that.
And they work together. Oh, that's a bad situation,
yeah.
Marco.
And don't then even... Ellie also. Yeah, I'm like, it's too much.
Yeah. But Ellie is like, you know what? Actually, I love Eric and I love you guys. Why not? Let's do it. We get to Degrassi. We're at media immersion class, and Liberty and Damien are both up for a valedictorian this year. And of course, Liberty's pissed because she put in all this work since middle school. And she's like, I'm the young, like, brown person that's smart and like the top of my class, like that's me. You, now that you're here because your school burned down, you think that like you can like compete with me? That's not fair, you know?
Yeah, I get it. I get her for sure. I mean, also with Damien, I'm like, you know, it's not, he didn't burn his school down, so like he doesn't get to celebrate in that.
Just kidding.
This is true. We don't know that. Yeah. I think in high school we had two. I think they chose like the girl with the highest grades and the boy.
Yeah.
So we had like two.
Yeah.
A girl. I think it's
fair. I don't think they had the official name valedictorian. It was like
salutatorian or like
yeah.
Or something. Cause mm-hmm. I mean they're still valedictorian. There were
yeah.
two, you know, highest grades in the right. class, which is, you know. Like, do you remember that story? It was like a viral news story about like there was, I think, of course it was racism. There was like the school that had only ever had white valedictorians, and then one year, I think it was like a black student became valedictorian. Another white student was upset that they didn't get it because they also like were very close. So that was the one year they decided, like, oh, you'll share it. And then like the person's parents were obviously upset because they're like, what the fuck? Like the mm-hmm. one time a black student's gonna have it, now you change the goalpost and now like to accommodate this mm-hmm. like sad white mm-hmm. girl or whatever. And it was like a whole to do. I don't know what the outcome was, but the parents, I mean, rightfully so, because I would be pissed too.
Yeah.
Were like very upset that they were basically taking away their kids, like you know, accolade just because mm-hmm. of white girl tears.
Yikes. But of course.
What a great introduction into real world though. I'm like, kid,
yeah, get used to it.
Buckle up. Get used to it. Like, that's going to happen. Mm-hmm.
Learn early. yeah. Well, at least we get this competition between two
black kids.
The two black people. Yeah.
Yeah.
We get to we're at the jazz bar with Eric and Marco, which we already know that Marco doesn't like jazz. But he's compromising for this jazz bar. And Eric is like, wow, tonight is just so great. The jazz, the music, the nachos. Like, it's nachos at a jazz bar.
Yeah, I recently went to a jazz bar. It was really fun. Yeah. I feel like the ghost who's like, you're going to have some wine, probably maybe a martini. Yeah. Sort of like highball like cocktail. And we're eating, they sort of served dinner. We had like a pretty tasty dinner, like meats and cheeses. Like I feel like
they don't serve nachos.
Well, also the school, I mean, it's not the jazz bar, isn't it? Like just like the bar, the same bar they go to all the time. It's like jazz night.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Also nachos. But it's like, I don't know, eating nachos and like watching jazz just feels like a weird combination.
Very. Just like Marco and Eric.
They're nachos and jazz.
Yeah. But Marco's like, hey, you know, like Paige is moving out. We need another roommate. What do you think about moving in with me and Ellie? And Eric's like, oh, like commitment and cohabitation in the same day? Like, wow, this is a lot. He's also just like, listen, I don't really know. This is weird. It just seems like you're trying to keep you and Ellie, your straight girlfriend, like together. And I'm going to be there to kind of hang around, which is not wrong.
Not wrong. Your weird ass, like codependent relationship plus me.
Yes. Yeah. I'm the nachos to your jazz duo, you know, like I'm just the awkward afterthought.
I'm just like, hey, I'm a nacho.
And he's also like, listen, I also don't want to move too fast. So maybe we need to rethink it. We get to the college house and Marco and Ellie are there and they're still kind of trying to figure out the roommate situation now that Eric's not going to be moving in. And Marco's like, listen, you know, like maybe we should just split up. Like we don't need to live together forever. Maybe we should finally, you know, part ways. And Ellie's annoyed because she doesn't want to. And just when they were going to talk it out, there's a blackout, which means we're going to put that on hold and deal with that later because we have to deal with the blackout and get our study candles.
I was never, you know, a study with people person.
No, I hear that.
I've never related to in television, like a like study party, or like, oh, we're like all going to like, we have to study like together. Like I hated that. Like when I studied, it was very much like I would go to the library and I would find one of those little isolation little desks, with the walls up, like my little pod, my headphones on. I just was like crouched over books, like just doing my little weird things. So I've never related to the whole idea of like, oh yeah, like pick up the candle so you can like study together. Like it's very, I don't think it's real. Maybe I didn't have enough friends.
No, I think because I remember like when I was at college, people that studied together like weren't really studying.
Yeah, they were hanging out at the library like on Facebook.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Like, you guys weren't getting any work done.
Yeah. And like, I know like for me, like when I would actually study with people, it wasn't really studying. We would just like, okay, we're going to like split up the flashcard. It's like you do this much. We'd all collaborate on like those, I forget what the program was called, but the electronic flashcards.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so we would just collaborate on that, but we never actually studied together. We were just like, okay, you do this, you do that, here's our login.
Right, we had shared study materials, but like studying together is just very foreign to me.
Yeah, that's for like the fake majors. They're like, let's study together, even though they don't really, like, do you really need to study, you know?
Yeah.
They were those ones. But we're at the dot. Liberty and Damien are there chit-chatting and they're debating why the other one is better. And they're kind of like, you know what? We'll just let the vote decide and, you know, we'll see who the better person is that wins. But they turn into a little bit of a flirting situation.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you know, he comments about her eyes and she's like, they're hazel. And I was like, oh. Liberty came in with that line.
She really was on some like light skin, light eyes shit. Like they're hazel, like
Can you tell?
I love
they depends on the light.
I'm sorry, black people have like light color eyes really dumb. It's so
God.
It's such a like
that's their whole personality
trope. It's like your eyes are blue, you get it. Like every picture is like them like staring into the sun. Like, bitch, you got the blind. Stop. All for the photo.
Oh, God.
We know what color your eyes are, okay? They're light as fuck.
We get it. We literally see them. You won't let us let it. We won't let it go.
If my child comes out with like light colored eyes, I'll never let them open them. But keep your eyes shut.
Nope.
They'll wear blindfolds for the rest, like in a bird box, they wear blindfolds for the rest of their life. They can't show their eyes at all.
Or even worse, colored contacts, but like for like darker eyes. God.
Color contact people are like another breed too. Who's worse? Like color contact people or light skinned people?
I'm gonna say color contact people because color contact people are walking through the world as if they are a light skinned person with those light eyes. So they basically have the same presenting personality where they're like, my eyes, can you see my eyes? But color contact people look like they're demon eyes, you know?
Yes, they are. And they also like color contact people who also like lie about the color, like they pretend like that's the actual color of their eyes. Because I don't mind someone who's like, oh, I decided to take blue for like this makeup look. Right. I'm like, okay, cool. Like you're just like you're doing a thing. It's like putting on a wig. Like you're doing a thing. But like people who contact and like act like, no, my eyes are hazel. Like fucking Kenya Moore.
The worst of them all.
I've seen Wait to Exhale, and you were in that. Your eyes were like my color. They're like brown, which is they're beautiful brown eyes. Like you don't have to pretend like your eyes are green. Like it's okay. Your eyes are brown.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this?
Oh God. Yeah. So like, color contact people are the worst. That being said, in China, like color contacts are like I think the market is live and well here. Like,
oh yeah.
But like people will, it's scary. Cause I think it's scary as well. Cause like for whatever reason, their eyes don't track the same way or it appears that they don't track the same way.
Yeah. Because so, if you don't get like good quality, like I wear contacts, you wear contacts too, but like good quality contacts will, they fucking stay on your eye. Bad ones will like kind of like slip.
they're like you delayed.
Like, you're like two pupils.
Their eyes will move. It takes like a millisecond for the contact to shift over to. Oh God, it's scary.
Oh my God. Like that's just terrible.
Yeah. It's so scary. It's terrifying when a student, cause like a lot of times I'll see it in my students. So like they'll come to me and ask me a question and I like look up at them and I'm like do a jump scare. Cause it's like, oh my God.
Okay. Can I please bring up a patron demon of the pod, Tyra Banks?
Yeah, the Kenya Moore's patron saint sister.
No, Tyra Banks' eyes are actually like naturally light. Like she has photo evidence.
But I feel like Kenya Moore and Tyra Banks like are like they're demon energy. Sisters and same energy.
Yeah, they're both like demons. Like hail Kenya Moore, also hail. I'm doing like the Baphomet pose and hail what's her face and Tyra Banks.
Yes.
But there's an episode on the Tyra show because of course there is, where she talks to people who actually is kind of sad, like also kind of funny. It's like people who like got like cheap like plastic surgery and shit, like cosmetic procedures. Yeah. And she brings them on and they're like, oh my God, like I went to Panama and da, da, da. And she brought a girl, black British girl, gorgeous girl. But how she went to Panama to get her eye color changed. And she's like describing in like horrific detail about how like, I think it's the same procedure that Tiny T.I.'s wife did, where like it's a permanent like eye color change, but it's actually like not FDA approved. Like you can't just do that. Like you should not do that. You can like actually like ruin your eyes, which is what happened to her. She goes to Panama. Like they take her to this like weird like building or like, yes, this is like the hospital. And they give her like medicine, but it doesn't work. And she feels them cut open her eye, basically both of them. They put in this like disc, like a kind of like blue disc. And her reasoning being like, oh, I wanted to do this because I wanted to like, I want to like change up my look, but I want something permanent. Because they were like, why didn't you just get a colored contact? She's like, no, I wanted something like permanent. Like, bitch, bleach your hair. I don't know. Like
something else, please.
Not your eyes. So she goes, she does it, fucks up her eyes. Now she has like a permanent like hole like in her one eye. She like can't really see anymore. Like she's like very bad vision. And like the doctors like in the UK were like, girl, like the You're NHS done. Is not covering this. Like we're not like, I don't know what this is, but like, ew. So,
not that.
But like, so she tells this like story. Actually, I'm laughing, but it's actually really sad because she's like horrific pain. She still has pain in her eye. She like can't see well. It's very great cautionary tale. Then here comes Kyra talking about.
Oh God.
Yeah, because you know, I had in my eyes and like one time.
I'm really interested to see how she spent this. Go ahead.
Just like one time I had an assistant and we were kind of thinking about like, what's like another like kind of like brand or business we could come up with. And she was like, oh, well, why don't you sell your eye color? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, she's like, yeah, sell your eye color. We can sell like we can just like, make copy of your eyes, like the contacts that you wear. We can make copy of that and then sell it. Like they call them Tyra eyes. And
like, they're not going to call Smize. Like, that's a missed opportunity.
This dumb bitch, Tyra eye, like Smize, like literally it's there. Like, are you stupid? So Tyra's dumb like, you dumb fucking bitch.
Sorry.
So then, Tyra's like, no, these are my eyes. Like, my eyes are this color, like naturally. Like, you've worked with me for so long, you didn't know these are my eye color. That's how she opens the episode about this girl who fucking goes blind. Eyes permanently change. She's like, I have eyes that people want.
Oh, listen, God.
You can't see, my eyes are stretched wide open. I'm just staring back and forth.
Wow. Tyra.
Like, eyes that everyone wants.
Wow.
Demon. That's why her eyes that color. She's a fucking demon.
Yeah. There's something. It's giving Edward Cullen, you know?
Yeah.
I think the fucking Colin kids.
It is.
Oh, God.
How do we get here? Oh, Liberty has Hazel eyes.
My answer, Hazel. Speaking of demons, Mr. Damon actually, himself.
There we go. Yeah, this other demon.
Connection.
Yep.
But yeah, they're flirting. They're having a moment and they're like, Damon's like, wow, brown girl.
Now you sound like you're just saying Damon. Like he's the Latin way, like Damon.
Damien. Yeah. There we go.
No, we can call him Damon. He's a
Damon. We are at the Blackout College House. Paige, Marco, and Ellie are there. And I forgot his name. Paige's new boo. What's his name? Griffin. There we go. They're all hanging out. But Paige arrives.
I'm happy they made up too after last time we saw him over like the HIV thing. It's like, okay, cool. Like we're trying dating. This is cool. I love this.
I like that they like kind of like not concluded that story, but like have an ending to it where it's like, they're working it out. Love that.
Exactly.
Paige arrives. She's like, bitches, I got a good deal on all this ice cream because everything's about to defrost. Let's eat it. Let's have a sugar high. They were really out here going crazy on this ice cream.
Got the shit in the dark.
Like they're like, oh my gosh, like very much like a kid's movie, like the parents are at home, we're eating all the sweets and we're gonna have a sugar hangover tomorrow kind of thing.
Yeah, basically.
But Paige and Griffin go to bed. They're like, you want to get some candles and go to bed? Maybe you guys should sleep upstairs tonight. We're gonna be loud. Like I was like,
ew.
Maybe it's a good thing Paige is moving out because she's approaching the annoying roommate. But Ellie and Marco are upstairs and they're reminiscing on all their memories and the good times they had. And they're like talking about how, you know, They shouldn't split up. They should stay like living together and get their dream, you know, two bedroom and that they can't afford, and just keep living their best bestie life. And Ellie's like, okay, I gotta go study, I gotta go to sleep, we have a test tomorrow. And Marco's like, no, don't leave, stay here. And they like kind of kiss to say goodnight. But then they have that moment where it's like, oh, do I want to kiss you again? A
A real
moment.
kiss, not just a
Yes.
little like friend peck, but like a
Yeah.
peck.
But they like start like making out and like do a lean back, do the make out and a lean back onto the bed. And I was like, what's about to happen?
As the
Oh my
camera pans
God.
up, and I'm just like, oh, are they gonna do
Yes.
it? I would have been a book. That would
Same
have been crazy.
thing. But they did wake up together with the lights back on the next morning. But they're waking up in the same bed, and you're like, wait, did they fuck? Like, what happened?
And
What
Ellie
rhymes
appears
with
to have
us?
like the sheet like over her boobs, so
Yeah,
she's like,
yeah.
she's in the house, she slept topless.
I know.
Oh my God.
But they wake up. Marco's freaking out. He says it's because he's late for the exam, but it's obvious that it's something else. But Ellie is Miss Casual. She's like, hey, boo, you got to pick me up a bagel too? I'll see you at
Ellie's
the
living for it. She's like, this is fun.
It's giving, like Samantha from Sex and the City. She's having like a Samantha moment.
Right. She's like, oh, why the rush? He certainly didn't rush last night. Oh, like, oh, okay. Like, horned up, this one.
Yes. We jump to Degrassi, Liberty and Damon, Damien. Damien. I keep on wanting to say, I guess I'm like Damon Dash, you know, it's just my mind.
He has the same
They're
energy.
staying.
Also a demon.
Yes. But they're kind of chatting about like like yesterday, and they kind of are like, oh, thank goodness you guys made it back okay during the blackout, because Emma's there as well, kind of in the background. And as Emma leaves to go to class, Liberty's like, so am I wrong in thinking that there was like some sparks yesterday, there was a connection? And Damien's like, no, I have a girlfriend. He pulls the
Well, he
classic,
like
like, I
tries
have
to
a
like
boyfriend, I have a
gaslight
girlfriend.
her, and he's
Yeah.
like, "So you
Bitch.
weren't thinking about the no girlfriend yesterday?" But you're like, "Oh, you have eyes. I like your. I, oh, you have
Exactly.
eyes. You're beautiful.
Exactly.
I have eyes too."
But yeah, very much. Poor Liberty. She's like, I can't catch a break. He's been
They
out here a trash.
really are.
We're back at the uni house. This is when Paige is cooking up the bacon that defrosted in the freezer, and Ellie and Marco have arrived back after their test. And Ellie is mad. There's definitely tension between Marco and Ellie. Ellie's mad that Marco's not talking about it, and Marco's just like not bringing it up at all. Ellie takes a piece of bacon and storms off, and this is when Marco tells Paige that they hooked up. They kissed, and then they went to they went a base or two, I think is what he said, right?
Oh, does that
And
mean that they went a base or two from kissing? So from first base
that's what I was
or
wondering,
from
but maybe
home?
I mean, she did. They woke up in the bed together.
Were we fingering? Was there some fingering
That's
there?
what I'm like. Was there hand stuff? I don't
Whoa.
know.
That's huge.
I know. And Marco's like, listen, I'm just really worried about what Ellie and Eric are gonna think. Worried about what Ellie about Ellie and also what Eric would think. And Paige is like, damn, I'm about to be missing a lot when I move out. Like, things are just
Like,
getting
yeah.
juicy.
So y'all fucking? Y'all fucking right before I leave? Damn, it's gonna be
Right?
crazy. It's gonna go crazy in this house.
we're back at Degrassi, and Toby's making a video for Liberty. It's basically they're going to have like a campaign video that's going to play the announcements. And mm-hmm. Liberty's, she's pissed. And she's like, all right, I'm about to make this smear campaign video. Because Damien doesn't care. And, you know, now's the time to get dirty with us. We're at the core. Ellie, Marco, and Eric are there. And Jesse has recorded a video that's not going to play. Or maybe it's a live feed. But there's
where
a video.
Where is he?
He got some new amazing job that they are kind of referring to. I forget what it was, though.
Is he still a student? I was like, what the fuck is he? Like, why is he?
No, I think he has a new job for some hard-hitting reporting.
Oh, yeah, for
internship, probably. but, you know, they're all kind of waiting to hear the new editor announce, which everyone's assuming it's going to be Eric, but then it turns out to be Ellie. Jesse's ex, and you're like, oh, that's Marco's like, damn, things just got more complicated because this is gonna look bad.
It's a bit messy.
Yeah, and Eric is very mad. Back in media immersion class, Mr. Simpson is playing the election videos, the election videos are being played on the announcements, and Damien's is played first, and he's very fair and like very cordial in his video. And Liberty's like, oh mm-hmm. shit, I'm gonna look she's terrible.
Like, she's like, I've read his ass, mm-hmm. yo. I read his ass up and down. I can't honestly, like, fuck it. Like, your boyfriend died. That's aggressive. Who gives a fuck? Just be a huge cunt just once.
Like, yes. Give your Napoleon act one more try, you know? Like,
right, get that cape out of the storage, put that shit on.
And exactly.
Talk your shit, girl, okay?
Exactly. But she ends up faking choking to kind of like stall, and poor Toby is like, are you choking? And like tries to do the Heimlich maneuver on her. And she's like, Toby, you dumbass. Like, obviously I'm faking it. You know why I'm doing this. Just let me pretend to be choking.
I wonder if Toby was just being messy. Like, but you lying. He's like, oh, let me help you. He's like, no, I want you to say what you said. I want you to blow up to see what you said.
But before the video can play, there's a blackout. So Liberty is saved. And she gets to give her speech in person to the class. And it's a good one.
Which Toby will record and then put it on a podcast.
Oh my god.
They really keep pushing this podcast. Like, they're like, who's listening? What high school students listening to their school podcast?
Yeah, and like, it's giving too much credit to Toby. Like, no one's watching that. No one's listening.
No one's listening or watching to that. Come on.
Mm-mm. We're back at the core. Ellie and Eric
Toby.
Are...
What is Toby's last name?
One, no, that's The Office.
Toby
Sykes. It's like something Hicks.
No, something it's like Ashley Kerwin and Toby Isaacs.
There we go. It was like,
it's like the Toby Isaacs experience. It's like Joe Rogan, the Toby Isaacs experience.
Oh my gosh, you know Toby's gonna be fucking like incel radicalized eventually.
I mean, we saw it when he was telling me all that like weird like rant about Lakehurst, and he was like breathing hard and shit and was sweating. It's like, wow.
It's only a matter of time. He's relying on like, he didn't peak in high school, so he's gonna like finally lose his virginity in college, and then when it doesn't happen, he's gonna be fully radicalized.
Oh yeah. Like someone, you know, I definitely don't think anyone's owed sex, but I think for like for mankind, I think someone needs to have sex with Toby. Like,
yeah.
Someone needs to just like take one for the team just for the sake of the rest of us.
Someone is gonna sleep with Toby, and then he's gonna get like too big for his britches, and then think he can get anyone.
Mm-hmm. And he'll learn the hard way.
And then he's not gonna learn. He's not gonna go through the trials of like learning how to like there's a difference between like learning how to approach people versus like not being a pickup artist. You know, there's like a fine line, and he's going to go the pickup artist route instead of just like learning a trial and error of like figuring out how to like talk to people and talk to like and get people to interact with him. He's just going to be like,
yeah.
Hey, you know, like I'm doing all the things. Why aren't you sleeping with me?
Just like negging a few girls like, oh man, like your hair would look better if it was up.
Yeah, but it's Toby saying that to you and you're like, oh.
And you're just like, get out of my face. This guy actually like negged me the other day at that festival. And I was just like,
people still do that?
Right. So I was at the, we did the festival and there was like an after party. So I was like there. And this guy is like, oh, he's like, oh, your hair looks nice. And I was like, thank you. I was like, I did it myself. And he's like, oh, I can tell. And I was like,
what color was this man?
He was black.
Okay. I was afraid it was going to be white. I was like, oh God.
I would punch him in the fucking face. No, he was black. I was just like, that's rude. Oh, I know what you're saying. You're trying to find like, rude. Oh, like, but you also complimented it. So it's like, it's nice, but like not nice enough. Like, and I just was like, okay.
Did you say, my name's Damien. Nice to meet you.
No, but I just was like, okay. I just like walked away. I'm like, it's like not gonna work on me.
Fucking weird.
I'm 30. Like, it doesn't work on me.
Yeah, get over it.
I'm impervious to your magics. Okay.
Oh God. We're at the core. Ellie and Eric are there. And Ellie is like, hey, Eric, I know I like kind of stole your expected job, but how about you be my number two? And I'm about to steal your man.
I know I ruined your life, but second?
Yeah. And Eric's like, listen, I know this is your plan all along. Like, AKA implying that she's sleeping her way to the top. Which, honestly... If you approached me 2 seconds after taking the job that I thought I'd worked all my college career for, and you had slept with the guy, I would probably blame you too.
Yeah, like I would be like,
I'm heated.
I'd be a bit salty. Well, it's also why like you shouldn't do that because people are gonna think that about you, even if you're genuinely talented. I'm not saying it's right, but if you're genuinely talented, they are gonna their first thoughts gonna be like, oh, well,
yeah,
which I had fucked Jesse.
Exactly.
I'd be the editor, you know?
Exactly. And Marco's very torn because the two people in his life are really going through it. And he doesn't know. He's very in the middle with all of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're back to media immersion class. Liberty gives her live speech, but it's obviously rewritten. And... you know, everyone's like, wow, that's great. And Damien's like, that's so nice of you. Toby's like sitting there like, this bitch, lying like a mug. we're back at the college house and Ellie is mad at Marco because he didn't defend her to Eric. And I'm like, Ellie, but that's his boyfriend. Like, what do you expect? Like,
yeah, like, I mean, he's in a very, like, he's, like, in an impossible position to be. Because, like, you know, they've been friends for so many years. And now they fingered. So, like, they're, like, really close. But also, that's his boyfriend.
Exactly.
Maybe he's also fingered, you know? Like, it's just, like, it's very complicated.
Yes. And then Ellie's like, listen, I don't know why you're acting like this. We just kissed. Like, get over it. And this is when she's like, listen, we just kissed. See, I can kiss Paige. And she kisses Paige, who's also in the room. And I was like, oh, this is like a little nod back to like, when in doubt, you just kiss Craig. Like, it felt very much like that.
Oh, yeah, because Marco did that.
Uh-huh.
When in doubt, kiss Paige. And Paige's just like, ew. Like
she's like, I guess I am straight.
actually, I think about it, Alex, a fluke. I'm straight. Stop lying to yourself, Paige. Also, speaking of Craig, Jake Epstein just had a baby.
Oh my gosh, congratulations, Mazel Tov.
Yes, I know you're listening. Congrats.
He really is the daddy that we always wanted, you know.
Now he is.
He's a zaddy now.
He sure is.
But Marco's like, listen, okay. I know you saying it's like we just kissed, it's not that big of a deal, but it is a big deal because we almost didn't stop. And I was like, what is this we're approaching?
Marco was like, I didn't want to stop. I was like, oh.
And I was like, oh, are we jumping into the fluidity of it all? Are we doing it? And they're like, no, it's not that. It's that we're too codependent on each other.
Yeah, that was an interesting take. I was expecting, oh, is Marco like, ooh, okay, fluid,
yeah,
cool.
like
But it's like, oh, we're just like so close that like I just want to be inside you.
like that. I don't know if that's how I would say it, but okay.
Okay.
And he's
Sure.
like, we're too codependent on each other, even for intimacy. And I'm like, I mean, maybe
Sure.
I would. I think, yeah, you know, but
I
I
mean,
guess we're, yeah.
sure. That's the story we're telling. I'm like, fine.
I think they are too codependent, but.
I mean, that's definitely true. It's very clear.
Yeah. But that, yeah, that's kind of like that's the kind of ending thing of like that's why they kissed, that's why they did that. It's because they are too intertwined. Like it they were like, oh, it's not fluid, it's just like did you have you watched the show Extreme Sisters on
I have heard of it.
TLC?
I've never seen it. I listened to Liz Explains talk about it. I've never actually seen it though.
Well, it's that
Are there like the
it's
twins who like have threesomes with like their
same
boyfriends?
boyfriend, and they're like, well, we don't sleep together. We sleep in the same
But they
bed, but we
don't.
never have sex together all together at once.
Oh,
But
they
we do
don't?
have, that's what they say, but I don't believe that.
I thought they had threesomes, but like they just didn't touch each other. But I'm like, that's still incest.
I
I
think
think about
they're.
influences.
I think that's what they're basically what they their line is that they anytime one of them sleeps with him, the other one has to also sleep with him in the way that like it's like they have to do it right after the other, as in like they're separate events, like someone's in the other room. But I don't believe that. I think they sleep in the
I
same
think they're in
bed.
the same room. Both scenarios are creepy. Like, I'm not
They're
having
like,
sex with
we're
someone the same. First of all, I'm having sex with the same person and my sister has sex with. This is like, ew, like it's gross. And then also
like
like my twin, and then also like within 10 minutes.
they're like, we don't sleep with each other, we just have sex with the same man, but they're not at the
We
same
all stay in the same
time
house, but like I'm in one
in
room,
the
I can
same
hear them
bed.
fucking, and then I go after.
Yeah.
Ew.
And I feel
They should go to
like
jail. This could be in
I feel like
jail.
whatever weirdness of that, like maybe not, that's a weird comparison, but I feel like when they're like, see, we're too codependent, we rely on each other for intimacy, and I feel like where it's like, oh, see, we're not fluid, we're just like have this kind of weird almost incestual like best friends shouldn't fuck each other because we're basically like brother and sister, like that kind of thing.
I mean, I'm okay with them not having to make the pivot to like my sexuality has not changed. Because I also don't think just because Marco,
Right.
who identifies as being gay, having sex or hooking up with one woman means like now you're not gay. It's like, no, like
Exactly.
I think that's like okay, like it's,
Yeah.
sure, like you're still gay. It's just an interesting way to explore the codependency of the relationship. It was like, oh, all right, like.
Very weird.
Sure, I guess. Like,
But we immediately jump from that to our last scene at Degrassi, where Liberty wins the election, but she is now feeling guilty for winning when she knows what she said to begin with. And she suggests, is this when she suggests that they both be valedictorian or that like that he be valedictorian instead?
I think she suggested he be valedictorian, and then he's like, no, you worked hard. And then they compromise, like, okay, well, like, we'll both be Victoria.
Yeah. And this, and she admits that she made a mean video. And he's like, well, I guess that's for admitting things. Like, I guess I was flirting. And I'm like, yeah, thank you for admitting it, sir.
I'm like, yeah, we know. we were all there. We know you were flirting.
Exactly. We get back to the uni house and Paige is moving out. And Marco and Ellie are also there. And Marco's like, listen, I'm really worried that we're going to grow apart. Because this is like their last like little moment all together. And he's like, I just feel like it won't be the same. And, you know, I'm afraid that, you know, we'll just miss each other too much.
Yeah.
And I was like, aw, I forgot about that, like, those transition stages when you're like, because I have one of my best friend here in China, she lives in Beijing with me, and she's going to be moving to a new city. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's been so long since I've like had to move away from a friend where I'm like not going to be seeing them as regularly as I do. It's been a long time since I've had to do that.
That is hard. That's fair. Yeah. Maybe you should be angry.
All I have to do is test some boundaries. Sorry. And be like,
I'm sorry. I hope she's listening to this podcast.
I don't think I have any friends that listen to it. No.
That was a joke. I'm sorry.
Just throw some fingers down there and it'll solve everything. No.
Just throw some down there. What?
You know, just that'll solve everything. But yeah, it definitely reminded me. I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot those stages, especially like, you know, like the last year of high school, then like the last year of like college. And like, you know, when you have those transitions, you're like, oh my gosh, we're not going to see each other as much. We're not going to be as close.
I remember crying so hard the last day of middle school. Everyone was crying really hard.
Like sobbing.
We were on the bus like sobbing, and they're like younger kids who are on the bus, and like, why are you guys crying so?
You don't understand, okay?
And like, you don't get it. Like, we're like, you don't get it. Like, go to high school, like.
I remember fucking crying last day of fifth grade. Going to fucking middle school, I was crying then.
Did I cry? I don't think I did.
I think, well, number one, this was peak era of like the graduation song by.
You're right. In hindsight, no. I didn't cry last day. Did I? I cried.
I probably did both.
I cry all the time. So it's probably both of those times.
Yes.
Yeah, but the graduation song had come out like a few years before. So
you thought you had to cry because that was like part of the experience. Mm-hmm. I also think, you know, the end of fifth grade was a culmination of a lot. We collectively as fifth graders lived through September 11th, the DC sniper, and its transition into middle school. We were going to have lockers. That's a lot.
And not getting to go to Amish country. That's what happened to me in fifth grade because of 9/11. That's how 9/11 impacted me personally, because then the fifth grade trip that everyone got to go to Lancaster, PA, aka Amish country, could not happen because they would not take kids out of the state anymore because of the terrorists. And I can't believe they did it to me, because I feel like you're letting the terrorists win. By not taking the Amish country, the terrorists won. And the terrorists won that year. And I'm still like working through that. That was my 9/11. It was one year after it. That was my 9/11.
You know, speaking of 9/11 and nostalgia, literally this era was so unhinged because, number one, well, I think we all remember those Disney Channel like commercials where like the Disney Channel actors would like, there was like those in-between commercials where they would talk about like how 9/11 affected them.
Yeah, and they got like really patriotic, and they're like,
yeah, it was the same era of like And like maybe a few years later, that's when Hillary Duff told us not to say gay, and we were like really transformed, you know?
And I stopped. No, I started saying it again. Once I came out as bi, I'm like, I say, like, I don't care. Like, that's gay.
Exactly. There is the actor.
No, I'm kidding.
The actress that played Miranda from Lizzie McGuire. There's just a clip I saw that was like a kind of like, wow, things that didn't age well. And it was like the actress playing Miranda was like, so something good that we could take away from 9/11 is like a silver lining tonight. And I was like, oh my God.
See, I just want people to have perspective. Like, there's some good that came out of 9/11. Like,
this
actually
is like months after 9/11.
And well, like, I mean, you ask children, like, hey, why don't you use your platform to talk about 9/11? You're 14. Tell us, what do you think?
Iconic.
Iconic. She's amazing. Lalaine? Her Burbank? Yes. Okay, this is such a random memory, but I always remember her in that, because I used to love those interstitials of like, not on 9/11, but just the other ones. They're like, oh, what's your favorite music? Or like,
yeah,
like, where are you from? Or like different stuff. And she had one where she was like, I was born in Manila. She's from the Philippines. Mm-hmm. But my family's from Manila, but I was raised in Burbank. And I remember not being able to understand what she said. Like, she said
it so fast.
I didn't know. I know Manila. I was like, hey, she's from the Philippines. Got it. But I didn't know that Burbank, California was a city that was small and lived in Maryland.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She said, and I was raised in Burbank. Like that. So I was like, Burbank?
Like, wow.
For years being like, I remember years being like, where is she from? Like Burbank? Like I didn't before like Wikipedia. I could just like pull it up. It was like Burbank, California? Like, where is that? And then I think one day just being like someone saying Burbank, and I was like, oh my gosh, she's a Burbank. And I think I was 20. Like wow. She's Lalaine Miranda from the choir is from Burbank, California. And it like, I don't know. I think
groundbreaking
experience. I'm from Burbank.
Wow. Listen, those like little like movie surfer interstitial in between shows and shit moments at Disney Channel, living rent free in my brain. That's all I'm saying.
I learned so much.
So much. Iconic period of time.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Which did you choose a song for this episode?
I did. I don't think I've picked the song before. I picked Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl.
We're on a roll. I chose the same one. We've been doing that the last few weeks. Look at us.
We've been like really like we're synced up. Yeah, because Marco kissed a girl and he liked it. This one. He kind of liked it, but I don't think he likes the other girl. I think he's like Ellie sexual. Like he like kissing Ellie, but I don't think Marco's gonna be like experimenting more with kissing girls.
Yes, I agree. Well, what an episode.
What a journey. We talked about so many things, guys. I don't even know what, I literally don't know. We'll find out.
Yes.
Every time we get the messages is when I'm like, oh, we did talk about that.
We talked about mer people.
You talk about more people. I just sat there and listened. So next week we'll be back we're rounding out season 7. Finally, first we're starting off with If This Is It. Spinner puts his future in jeopardy when he chooses to play in a band competition over studying for his final exam. Meanwhile, when Manny is offered a role on the popular TV show West Drive, she has to choose between following her dream and going to Smithdale with Emma. And in We Built This City, our season finale, Liberty's able to score a booking from a well-known singer for prom night at a luxurious hotel. But things go awry when she spends too much time with Damien during the prom flirting, which causes them to cross a certain line, putting her friendship with Emma and Toby in jeopardy. It's also the end of an era for the class of 2007 as another school year at Degrassi comes to a close. but it's not a Degrassi graduation until secrets are revealed, relationships and friendships are put to the test after unexpected news, this is a fucking long synopsis, and someone will have their life permanently changed in time for the next school year. This wow. episode marks the final appearance of Mazen Alsadig, who plays Damien Hayes, also known as the Demon Damien Hayes. So we'll be doing an Arms of the Shangel next week. Yes. And we have special guest star, Natasha Bedingfield.
Listen, I was thinking about the other day, Natasha Bedingfield was like...
Everywhere?
A young... Huh?
Everywhere?
Everywhere. I was also thinking that like she... For I remember when she first came out, I assumed that she was Sheryl Crow. Like
they look very much alike. I see why you would though.
Yeah, and like not very similar music, but like close enough that I was like, oh, that's that white woman singing about like sun.
I mean, like, you know, I could believe that Natasha could have sang like Soak Up the Sun too.
Cause she's a pocket full of sunshine.
Right, like they have, they're like, they're definitely like spiritually linked.
Yes, like Sheryl Crow was like aging out. She was like on VH1 now, and Natasha Bedingfield was like, "Bitch, I'm coming on to MTV." You know?
Yeah, we need another white girl to sing a song that could play like on like an MTV like TV show, like you know.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
Yes.
I think like Hillary Duff and wasn't one of her songs using like Laguna Beach or something?
Yeah, theme? Let's go back.
Yeah,
back to the beginning. And then Natasha Bedingfield was the Hills. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm not. Yeah. I'm like. Yeah. She like was. She had that same sound of like, oh, like this is the song you play at the start of like one of like those shitty MTV like reality TV shows.
Yes.
Yeah. I wonder how.
Okay.
How, what is her net worth? Because I feel like Natasha Bedingfield was everywhere and then just went away. 13 million. Okay.
She had that TikTok
song. Everywhere.
No, that TikTok song. I think they did a remix of Pocketful of Sunshine.
Yeah.
Or something. But I'm excited.
I mean, that also got even like reinvigorated popularity when Easy A came out because that was used in the trick. There's a part with the card. And like it was all, every trailer had that like, I ain't gonna.
Wow.
Ah, oh, Natasha. Natasha.
Like, these words are my own. From my heart.
I love you.
Now, that was an era of MTV that I was watching the music videos because I remember that damn, like, talking boombox or whatever, or dancing boombox. Or yes. She was dancing around a boombox or something. I don't know.
She was. I remember like, the unwritten one because it was like, in the elevator. And different people were coming in out of the elevator and stuff.
Yes. Wow.
Wow. She really was like the moment for like a minute. Like the Natasha Bedingfield was huge and then just like went away.
Yes. Okay. So that's very big that Degrassi got her.
About around the same time when like I think she was still like kind of, yeah, still popular. Yeah. Cause I remember they, yeah, definitely still very popular. So like, yeah, that was a big get for Degrassi. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
And she's not even Canadian or something, but she is British. So like, you know, she's not at the same crown, but like, you know, Commonwealth, we get it. Like, but still.
Exactly.
She wasn't just a Canadian famous. She was like, actually like world famous pop singer, Natasha Bedingfield. Exactly. Cool. I think that's our signal too.
Yes.
Can't have to shut the fuck up. Stop talking. Okay. This is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. As always, we'll catch you later, Broomheads.
Bye, Broomheads.